And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. It's the New Year's Eve edition. Not the Eve, because we're not there yet. But the New Year's edition of the Grillin' Guys. And we've been talking about some party food. And why stop now? You know, if you've got bacon, you're listening to the right show, because we'll tell you how to use it. But talk to me about some water chestnuts, Bob.
I will. Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome back. Thanks for joining us once a week on the smokiest show on the radio. We're heard throughout Michigan on many good stations, and, of course, live streaming from our website all around the world. And our podcast is going out to, I think, 50 different countries now. Lots and lots of downloads, so you can go to the website. You can go to your favorite app and just search for The Grillin' Guys, and we'll send it right to your phone. And it's cool. I think a lot of people like it. And the young guys are podcasting. A lot of young dads and 20 and 30-somethings, they do more podding than they do listening to a live radio, because they don't like waiting for their tubes to heat up in their radio. So,
what's that got to do with the water chestnut?
Well, I just wanted to let everybody know they got to go to our website, because it's a wealth of knowledge.
Yeah.
And of course, like us
on... We have lots of contributors, that's why.
Like us on Facebook, / The Grillin' Guys. I'm on Twitter, even though I pretty much hate Jack Dorsey, and it's Grillin' Guy. So, water chestnut wraps. I think water chestnuts are great. I love doing Oriental, Asian food this time of year, especially because you got to cook it all inside for the most part. And the crummy weather is perfect for like stews and stir fries and stuff you do in the kitchen. So we tend to hit those a little hard.
Do I need to clip your man card?
And the water chestnuts, I lived in the Pacific and traveled in Asia extensively, and that's just a staple over there. So it makes a great hors d'oeuvre if you want to fry up some chicken livers. Sounds gross. They taste yummy. When you put them on a water chestnut, and then you put a piece of pineapple on top, and you wrap them with
bacon.
Then you get a little sweet and sour sauce when you're done grilling them, and you put them on a tray, and you drizzle this sweet and sour sauce on them.
Mm.
And
anything drizzled is usually good.
They're gorgeous.
Yeah.
And don't even tell anybody it's a chicken liver in there. They're going to eat it and go, oh, my God, is that good. And you can use the whole
water. Where do you get those?
Sobe.
Do you have to call ahead? I don't think I've ever seen chicken livers in the meat case. You must have to call ahead.
Well, if you go to the good stores, yeah, they'll have them.
Right.
For
it's a butcher item. I get it. But no, they're, you know, it's part of the chicken. It's
soul food, man.
Yeah. They don't even carry beef liver in the.
Yeah. Well, that's okay with me.
Yeah, I know.
That would make a really big wrap.
Better have a pound of bacon for that one, yeah. But anyway, all right, so there's another bacon idea. What about some shrimps on the Barbie?
That's your gig.
What is an SS glaze? Is that
sweet and sour?
Something on a single?
Sweet and sour.
Okay, all right, just wanted to make sure.
No, that'd be SOS.
Yeah. But anyway, you know, this is a tough dish to make for a bunch of people, because it's tedious to make these things. And we're talking about taking a uncooked shrimp, deveined, deshelled, no tail on, and you're going to put it on a double skewer in my world, because they're really hard to flip over on the grill. If you only got one skewer, they roll on the skewer. So I double skewer these so that they can't roll. And, you know, it's a shrimp wrapped with a piece of bacon is all it is. But double skewer them, and I put two on a skewer, because one shrimp is never enough to eat. You can't just serve somebody one shrimp. You got to do two, right? So you wrap them up. And got the bacon around them. I grill these. The shrimp is going to be very done by the time your bacon gets done. Never, ever use thick-cut bacon on these, because a shrimp on the Barbie gets done in a minute or two, and your bacon's going to take 4 or 5 minutes at thin, let alone if you put thick on, you're going to just have a really rubbery shrimp. But anyway, very easy to do. And then Bob loves a sweet and sour glaze. I might put something a little spicy on there, because that shrimp honestly doesn't have a ton of flavor. You put bacon around it, and then I might just zip it up a little bit with whatever it is that you like that's got a little bit of heat to it. and it just makes a great bite. And you're serving a double skewer, easy to hang on to, pulling off.
Maybe you ought to sliver process some jalapenos and wrap one of those in there. You know, just some slivers.
Yep, that'd be good.
It would be.
Yep, because there you go.
Wake that shrimp up a little bit.
Right, you're right. And what he's talking about is just some little like toothpick-sized pieces of jalapeno that you could lay on top of the shrimp,
long and slender.
Right, wrap the bacon around all of that.
Actually, you could probably even. If you took a fresh one, you could probably even cut it into slices so you had the round circles and put your toothpick right through the center of it, and it'll hold it in there.
Right, yep.
Inside the bacon before you wrap it.
Yeah. Lay the shrimp down, put the jalapeno on it, wrap the bacon
around. Now I'm getting excited.
Yeah, see? Well, there you go.
You'd probably have to double jalapeno
mine. And look how this goes, right? We're sitting here just BSing, and bam, you got a new
recipe.
That's
why we do this.
Right.
Because exactly. We're just so full of it.
All right. My bacon-wrapped shrimp with an SS glaze is done.
It's official.
What's next?
It's going to Mexico.
Okay. Hey, here's the next one. It's a little bit highbrow I see on our list here. What
lobster, bacon, mac and cheese.
Wow. There's a lot going on there.
So says New Year's Eve.
Right.
You know? It's not hard. A little bit of lobster. I mean, you could literally broil or grill one lobster and for an order of mac and cheese, if it was a big enough one. But you might get two. You might get $30 into the lobster, but that's all. It's easy.
And then it's the new year, man. You got to celebrate.
Right. So get 20 of them. So you slice the back shell of it, and you throw them on the grill about 10
minutes. Are
you
talking the tail only?
Yep.
Okay.
You slice the back shell of it, throw it on the grill, slice part up for about 10 minutes. And when you do that, that meat's going to cook, and it's going to kind of rise up out of the shell. It's really cool looking.
Now you running away from the heat.
You can serve it that way, and you can put some really nice sharp cheese on top of it, and let it melt, and then serve it that way. And that's a beautiful way to do lobster.
Right.
You have a little butter sauce with that cheese and lobster. Oh, so good. Cockroach of the ocean. So otherwise, don't do that. Just cook up that lobster, get it charred up a bit, and then after it cools, pull that meat out, dice it up into nice little blocks, and cook up your favorite pasta, whatever you like making mac and cheese out of.
Cavatappi. I love it.
And
curly ones.
And then you get like some butter, pound of brie.
Pound of brie? Ooh,
yep.
There's your cheese on your mac and cheese.
It's wonderful. About a 4-inch chunk of Velveeta, because that
makes everything better. That's not really cheese.
Oh, it is.
Anything that sits on the shelf not being refrigerated is not cheese.
Don't pay attention to the man behind the curtain.
No, I'm just telling you.
One
it's
cup
not
of
cheese.
Water, some bacon. And so you fry up your bacon, you mix all this stuff up, and you pour it on your almost done macaroni.
Al dente.
And then you pour the lobster in with it, stir it all together, and voila, you're done. And you can actually put some panko on top, throw it in the oven for a minute if you want.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Take a half a box of panko and a half a stick of butter, mix them together, and get that hot. And then you just spread that crumble over top of that mac and put it in the oven at about 450 for about 10 minutes just to brown that stuff up.
Now, if you want to go with a southern version of this, I can chop up some cayenne pepper and throw it in with that cheese while it's cooking and really wake it up.
Zip it up.
And that's really nice, too.
Man.
Yeah,
cayenne pepper. But anyway, well, you know what? Here again, I would just reiterate that play with these recipes.
There's no rules.
We're just giving you some foundation and some ideas to have some fun, get people together. God, you know, when this New Year's comes, I'm going to toast 2020 so hard goodbye. And 2021 has got to be better. We got vaccines out. We've got people that need to get back together and just hanging out. You know, I come home on Friday night after a long week of work, and it's like, what I'd like to do is go to a bar, have a burger and a bowl of chili, and sit there and BS with somebody.
Well,
right? And you can't do it, and you've not been able to do it. I want that back.
You just got to recall the governor.
Whatever. There's a lot of things going on, but I want that back.
You can go to Indiana. You can just drive across the border.
That's the crazy part.
And the virus doesn't attack you there.
Right,
so
yeah.
There's something wrong with Democrat governors.
It's the Michigan virus. No, yeah, I get it. But anyway. All right, we'll get off that topic. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to continue the party. Tater skins. I don't know what a cheddar ranch pull is, but if you live on a ranch, you might know too. So stick with us. We'll be back.
Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fen Valley Vineyards. Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. GarrettsAppliance.com.